The Ether Machine's $1.6 billion SPAC deal just collapsed with a $50 million exit tab. The largest crypto SPAC of this cycle is dead. The Ether Machine and Dynamics Corporation, DYNX, mutually terminated their $1.6 billion business combination agreement on April 8, 2026, 9 months after announcing the deal. The Ether Machine owes Dynamics $50 million within 15 days, one of the steepest breakup fees a crypto company has paid to avoid going public. The termination ends what was supposed to be crypto's answer to MicroStrategy, but for Ethereum instead of Bitcoin. 500,000 ETH with nowhere to trade. The Ether Machine was built as an institutional yield vehicle. Co-founded by Andrew Keys, a former consensus executive who helped launch Ethereum's first enterprise partnership with Microsoft, the company accumulated 496,712 ETH, worth roughly $1.1 billion as of April 11, 2026. The plan was straightforward. Merge with Dynamics. List on NASDAQ under the ticker ETHM and give traditional investors a way to hold ETH exposure through a public equity vehicle. The $1.5 billion in fully committed PIPE financing backing the deal was the largest all-common stock raise since 2021. That $1.1 billion treasury is now stranded in a private entity. No ticker, no public liquidity, no secondary market for investors who participated in the PIPE. The math that killed the merger. The deal was announced in July 2025. At the time, ETH traded above $3,400. As of April 11, 2026, ETH sits at $2,261, a decline of more than 33% from the deal's announcement price. The token fell 29% in Q1 2026 alone, according to CoinDesk. That price erosion shrank the treasury's market value by hundreds of millions of dollars. A vehicle designed to attract institutional capital into ETH became harder to pitch when the underlying asset was in a sustained drawdown. The companies cited unfavorable market conditions as the reason. Neither side elaborated, but the numbers speak for themselves. The $1.6 billion valuation was set when ETH was worth 50% more. Launching a public Ethereum treasury company into a market where BTC dominance is climbing and altcoin sentiment is at multi-year lows would have been a tough sell to public market investors accustomed to quarterly earnings calls. $50 million to walk away. Under the termination agreement, the Ether Machine pays Dynamics $50 million by approximately April 23, 2026. Both parties agreed to mutual releases, non-disparagement clauses, and indemnities, a clean break designed to prevent any future litigation. Dynamics, for its part, keeps roughly $170 million in its trust account and has until November 22, 2026, to find another merger target. If it fails to close a deal by then, it must liquidate and return trust funds to shareholders under Cayman Islands law. The $50 million breakup fee is unusual in crypto, but common in traditional SPAC deals. It compensates Dynamics shareholders for 9 months of opportunity cost while the SPAC was locked into the Ether Machine transaction. The MicroStrategy of ETH thesis hits a wall. The Ether Machine's pitch was simple. What Saylor built for Bitcoin, Keys would build for Ethereum. Buy and hold ETH at scale, generate yield through staking, restaking, and DeFi strategies, and give institutions a regulated equity wrapper to access it all. The thesis had real backing. Anchor investors included 10T Holdings, Electric Capital, and Pantera Capital. Jeffrey Burns of Blockchains LLC contributed $654 million in ETHIA in September 2025. By early 2026, the company's holdings made it the third largest corporate ETHIA holder behind Bitmain and SharpLink. But the MicroStrategy comparison always had a weakness. Strategy's BTC accumulation benefits from Bitcoin's fixed supply and institutional momentum via spot ETFs. ETHIA, while generating yield through staking, also faces competition from its own L2 ecosystem, declining mainnet fee revenue, and an ETF market that has seen muted demand compared to Bitcoin products. With ETHIA down 29% in Q1 while BTC fell 22%, the performance gap made the equity pitch harder. Public market investors already had access to spot ETH ETFs if they wanted exposure. The case for a leveraged ETH treasury company with a 199-year management overhead was weaker than it looked in July 2025. What this signals for crypto SPACs. The SPAC road into public markets has produced mixed results for crypto companies. Circle filed for a traditional IPO instead of a SPAC. Bullish went public via SPAC in 2023 but has since seen its stock languish. Bakkti's SPACE listing ended in a sale to Intercontinental Exchange at a fraction of its peak valuation. The Ether machine's collapse adds another data point. When crypto markets turn, SPACE valuations set during bull periods become untenable. The nine-month gap between deal announcement and expected closing gave the market enough time to move against the transaction. For Dynamix, the outcome is manageable. $50 million in cash plus an intact trust account gives it runway to find another target. For the Ether machine, the path forward is less clear. The 496,712 ETH treasury remains, but the company now needs either a direct IPO, a new SPAC partner, or a decision to remain private, all in a market that just rejected its original listing attempt.